from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Lawyers for a condemned prisoner in the Bahamas try for a stay of execution. The U.S. admits that the closure of a base in Panama will hurt its anti-drug operations. And what are the implications of the positive drug tests for Christie and Sotomayor? I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the Bahamas, lawyers for one of the two men scheduled to hang next Tuesday, John Higgs, are trying to get a stay of execution. 50-year-old Higgs and 26-year-old David Mitchell are scheduled to hang on Tuesday morning. Higgs's lawyers are expected to file for a stay of execution. They say the government has overlooked the constitutional motion, which was filed in the Supreme Court. Jerome Sawyer now joins me live on the telephone from Nassau. Jerome, what's their argument, Higgs's lawyers?
Well, Warren, so far we have been told that they have filed the constitutional motion and they're going to go to court to argue the point of that case sometime in the next few days. Now, the motion alleges that Higgs's human rights have been violated, and should the court rule in their favor, his sentence would then be commuted to life.
His lawyers have also appealed to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. What has the commission said in response?
The commission has not handed down a decision so far. His lawyers are awaiting that decision.